I have two children in the school. We're just kind of really frustrated at the moment with all this inactivity by the county council. I mean, as you can see here this morning, there's a lot of traffic going by. It's extremely dangerous. There's near misses every morning. So it's time something was done now before there's something really serious happens.
I have three children attending school here, and the school is just and it's a very dangerous stretch of road. It's a very fast stretch of road, and we're trying to do whatever we can to create an awareness of the danger of dropping children off at the school, and we're asking the traffic to slow down and to respect the children and to keep the place safe.
We know that the TII have committed to carrying out some sort of safety measures here, but they haven't done so. What's your message to them?
The sooner the better, because every day that there's a delay is a day that our children are in extra danger, and for that reason we would like it done as soon as possible.
Well, you can see here the congestion from the side of the road. The traffic is really, really fast. The speed limit here is 100 kilometres an hour. So we're just asking people to slow down. It is dangerous for buses, for children and for motorists that speed in this road is so fast. So just simple, we're just asking people to slow down, keep our children safe.
As you can see, it's a very busy road. Parents have to park in by the crash barrier to be as safe as possible, and some parents have children in the car, so they're afraid, because as you can see, as you're watching there, you're kind of nervous as you get out of the car, or if you're sitting in the car, the traffic looks like it's coming to you, and so they have to walk outside the cars along a dual carriageway. Now, you know, you could be a little, we have been trusting, we've got a bit sceptical, now we're getting a bit cynical, because you can have lots of health and safety measures implemented by government all over the place, and then you look here and see just how risky this is, and all we need is something in place to ensure that the children are safer. This is only the first step, having the signs we need to have off-road car parking to protect people. But people are walking hand in hand, sometimes with two or more children along that road, and you can see for yourself. In fact, they might be slightly slowing down today because of the impact of what we're doing.
But you can't be out here every day.
No, and we hope to be out a couple of times this week, and we will increase it if nothing changes. We have, to be fair, we have been received communication from council inviting us to a meeting. Now, we will go to all meetings, we're happy to attend, but we need things to happen. It's not about talk now, it's about action.
No parent wants their child to cross a road in a busy traffic, especially on the main road between Derry and Letterkenny, which probably people know that a lot is extremely busy in the morning. So the fact that you have to park outside the school for your own child's safety, it means that a lot of parents then have to turn around and go back into Letterkenny, which is crazy. I mean, people are doing U-turns here maybe every single morning, and it puts kids' lives at risk. You know, kids coming to schools, people going into work, it's just a matter of time before there's an accident.
Well, it's very disappointing. I leave my kids off here every morning, and to be honest with you, I'm a bit on my nerves until the kids are in school and I'm back on the main road. Especially now coming into the winter time, the dark mornings, it's just a flood of lights, and it's just by pure luck that there isn't a tragic accident here at the school.